Jean-Jacques Cornish, bonjour, cher collègue. C'est vendredi, which means we get to have a picture of the African continent, and he is currently enjoying the bushveld.
Breakfast with Refilo Emolato
on Cape Talk.
Bonjour Jean-Jacques, ça va?
Bonjour, très très bien, ça va très bien, merci. Je suis en plein bosse au Waterberg, nord de Pretoria.
Waterberg. I love that you say you're in deepest, darkest Africa. You know, I'm also in Cape Town in deepest, darkest Africa.
Nothing irritates me more than when you go to another country and people say, ah, because there's no Mulungus, they say, oh, well, now we are in real Africa.
I know. I used to have an assistant when I was covering the continent. He'd be like, are you going to Africa this month? And I'd be like, you're standing on it. Let's talk a little bit about one part of the continent in the east, the about turn on COVID. After Magufuli, who passed away and was the COVID denier, the new president, the woman president, Suluhu, actually gets the jab.
Yes, Samia Suluhu Hassan, she's actually had the jab and says, please do it, get it done. They've got figures like 658 cases and something like 60 deaths. Who would believe that? But anyway, that's what they're saying. And, you know, we've had this case where with their population, 50-something million. So they really have had many more cases than they say. Of course, the late, are you hearing me? John Magufuli said that, you know, we don't need vaccines and masks, we need prayer. Well, he wasn't right. In fact, we don't even know what he expired from. They said heart ailment, but, you know, we don't know.
Indeed. It's so funny. Usually people say you won't live this down, but you're actually the person who's holding yourself to the Tanzania Magufuli thing. Let's talk about how we spoke about this earlier in the week, and I was also a little bit surprised. But South Africa, obviously being a Palestinian ally officially, and Algeria have both said that they're incensed that Israel is joining the African Union as an observer.
And the list is growing. Namibia has joined it too. What has happened is the African Union Commission made this decision without actually consulting the 55 members of the African Union.
No.
We had Anil Sukhlal, the Deputy Director General, yesterday saying, we will do everything we can to turn this around. Of course, the Israelis are absolutely delighted. They were members of the Organization of African Unity, the OAU, that preceded the African Union, and they've been trying to get in observer status at the African Union for 20 years. They see themselves as players in Africa. They like to be very, very influential here. But the point is, the South African point is that, you know, as long as they're not prepared to talk a proper settlement and peace with Palestine, they should have nothing to do or not be given a status in Africa. So it was a very, very angry statement from the South Africans, really angry. They talked about being outraged and words like that. And Algeria and Namibia too, they wanted to come up at the next summit, and we'll see what happens about that.
Okay.
When the African leaders themselves, I think the commission is going to have their foot held to the fire, no doubt about it.
I'm sure. Okay, and then finally, this happens a lot in South Africa lately. I don't know if that's where you are going looking for it, but a lion has escaped a game reserve in Nairobi.
Well, if you've seen the Nairobi National Park, it's right in the city, as it were. You know, I mean, you drive from the airport, you drive along the fringes of it. And I stayed at a hotel where, you know, from my window, I could look over the national park. And it was a hotel that I wanted to, you know, do some work in the city. So it was nearby. And this lion escapes, and it's during rush hour in the morning. So they don't know what to do. They find the lion is lying in a ditch, a storm drain, and with a crowd of people around it having a decent look at the lion. Happily, along came the Wildlife Association or the wildlife authorities with darts, and they managed to dart it and move it back after first taking it to a veterinary facility to check that everything was all right. But what a business. Can you imagine if this lion has said, okay, I've had enough of being looked at, I might go and a snack on one of these dudes?
Well, I can actually, because a hippo was lost in the smallest province of the country, Gauteng, in built up areas for a month, if we want to talk about our policing that's fallen apart. A month, a hippo could move around. But this is hilarious. I'm just thinking about that traffic outside the Nairobi airport. It is bumper to bumper. When you say rush hour, it is very much standing still hour. So he could have just like, you know, hopped from car to car if he wanted to.
Yeah. This is not a day you want to be driving a convertible, I would have thought.
Definitely not. Jean-Jacques, enjoy your time in the bush. Always merci. A pleasure. À la prochaine. Et bon week-end à toi. Merci beaucoup.